Plato's Wish by J.R. Miller. You are absolutely beautiful, my beloved. There is no flaw in you. Song of Songs 4, verse 7. Plato expressed a desire that the moral law might become a living personage, that men, seeing it thus incarnate, might be charmed by its beauty. Plato's wish was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The holiness and the beauty of the divine law were revealed in him. The Beatitudes contain an outline of the ideal life, but the Beatitudes are only a transcript of the life of Christ himself. What he taught about love was but his own love stated in a course of living lessons for his friends to learn. When he said that we should be patient, gentle, thoughtful, forgiving, and kind, he was only saying, "Follow me." If we could gather from the most godly people who ever have lived the little fragments of lovely character which have blossomed out in each, and bring all these fragments into one personality, we would have the beauty of Jesus Christ. In one person you find gentleness, in another meekness, in another purity of heart, in another humility, in another kindness, in another patience. But in the holiest of men, there are only two or three qualities of ideal beauty, along with much that is stained and blemished mingled with these qualities. In Christ, however, all that is excellent is found with no flaw. You are absolutely beautiful, my beloved. There is no flaw in you. Song of Songs 4, verse 7.